You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Fans, please welcome the head coach of your Philadelphia Eagles, Nick Sirianni!
I told these guys in December, we had three out of the last four at home, and we were practicing outside every day, practicing at the stadium every other couple days. And I said, hey, we're going to have to go to the Super Bowl, and to win that Super Bowl, we're going to have to go out in Lincoln Financial in front of the best fans in the world, all right, and win some games. And we did exactly that. And like I said to these guys all the time, you can't be great without the greatness of others. And we look at all these guys that we have on this stage of how that really true, it stays true to the team, right? People, team, like, team's not celebrated enough. This team is special. And we can't be great without the greatness of others, and that certainly applies to our fans. So thank y'all for all your support. And one more time this season, E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Eagles fans, welcome Howie Roseman!
I bleed for this city! Go Eagles! Our players, our staff have done an unbelievable job. We are two-time world champs, and we're coming back strong. Go Birds!
Everyone welcome Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts.
Philly, Philly. On behalf of my teammates and myself, we want to thank you. Thank you for all of your support this year. All the passion, every ounce of it. I want to thank my teammates, thank my offense, from the quarterback room to the receivers, the tight ends, the running backs, Saquon Barkley. Saquon. And from left to right on the O-line, started off in the run game and in the pass game and giving me time and allowed us to go out there and play hard and then go on to the defensive side. Defense won championships. Defense won championships. A lot of love for the defense, that front seven, how they play, how those linebackers flew around this year, and how those DBs set the tone, fly to the ball. Well, our forces and their run fit and everything. A lot of thanks for those guys. And I want to give a special thanks to the specialists as well. Jake Elliott showing up like he did in that last game. Rick and Braden on the snaps, on the punts. Very thankful for my team. And we couldn't do it without leadership. We couldn't do none of this about without leadership. And that starts with Coach Nick Sirianni. I want to thank Coach for his intentionality. Then we go to Howie for always doing what he does best, going out here and getting his great talent and being able to build this team. It all starts with him. And last but not least, Mr. Lurie. Mr. Lurie, for having the faith in me, drafting me, and bringing me to this city. I got a lot of appreciation for him. And we can't do it without the fans. We can't do it without the fans. We all appreciate you. We love you. You know, I told myself that when I got drafted, that I wouldn't come to the Rocky Steps until I won a championship. Woo!
You here, baby!
And now we're here. And I know this year, this team has had to battle through so much. This team has had to fight. This team has had to persevere. And there's been a ton of scrutiny, a ton of opinions, a ton of all of that. But I know about this city, one thing we do, we fight. We fight. And you go through the course of these things and you learn that success isn't built off of approval. It's built off of endurance. It's built off of strength. You can't quit. You can't lose if you don't quit. And in Philly, we don't quit. So thank you. The next pursuit begins. Go Birds.
Eagles All-Pro and Pro Bowl wide receiver, A.J. Brown.
Hey, how about these? How about our football team? Man, we couldn't do it without you guys. We just wanted to tell you, man, we love you and we support y'all. We thank y'all so much, man. I got one more thing. They said I was a diva. They said all I care about was stats. And you're going to get all those things wrong about me, but one thing you can get right. I'm a fucking champion.
Please welcome number 26, running back, Saquon Barkley.
Philly, I want to say thank you so much for the love and support that you guys showed to me and my family, especially being newcomers here. I want to thank Mr. Lurie. I want to thank Howie, the whole Eagles organization, my teammates. I want to thank you guys especially for us being world champs. Yeah. One thing that I've learned from being here for a short period of time is that you guys are tough, you guys are resilient, and you guys know how to fight.
Philly! Hey, can y'all hear me in the back? Can y'all hear me in the back? First and foremost, I want to thank Mr. Lurie for creating such an amazing organization. I want to thank Howie Roseman for creating such an amazing team. And I want to thank Nick Sirianni for leading that amazing team. But we can't forget about our significant others. I want to thank our wives, girlfriends, and whoever else got us here. Now, I'm not one for speeches, but I know how to sing, so I'm going to need some help. I want to sing a song that everyone here should know. Kind of sounds like this. We are the champions, my friend. There we go. Come on. We keep on fighting to the end. We are the champions. We are the champions. No time for losing, 'cause we are the champions. Come on, Philly. Of the world. Go Birds! How we doing today, Philly? I need y'all to get loud right now. Give a round of applause to Jeffrey Lurie, Howie Roseman, and Nick Sirianni. Without them, this team wouldn't have been possible. And without you guys, every fan here, every fan in Delco, Montgomery County, Chester County, across PA, Jersey, and across this country, this wouldn't have been possible. I'll tell you right now, when I got drafted here, everybody said it was impossible to play in Philly. I found out all y'all want is for us to give everything we can for this city. And y'all give it right back. I can't tell you how much we appreciate you guys every
f-ing game every Sunday, Monday, Thursday. It doesn't matter. I don't think I played a f-ing away game my entire career. I can't tell you how grateful I am for all my teammates out here. We've been through so much all this whole year. And these guys, they've done everything for everybody, man. It wasn't about just an individual. It was the whole team. We've gone through, but it don't matter. We brought home that Lombardi, baby. I can't tell you how much it means to me, and it means to every guy on this team, the city and everything, the support. I've never seen anything like it. And I can tell you right now, there's not another fan base in this country that can match what we do here. I don't even got words to describe how happy I am right now. After 22, feeling that loss, I didn't ever want to feel that again. It's a terrible feeling. But you know what? We don't got to feel it today, baby. I just got one last thing to say. Go Birds!
Ike, Spike, and Fritz here with you. Joe Giglio sitting in with us. Hey, Giglio, thank you for hanging out.
You got it. Yeah, I'm glad we got on after Mayor Parker started off.
Yeah. If you're on your way back from the parade and the festivities and want to weigh in on what you thought, 215-592.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
At 294-94. There were some highlights, and as you mentioned, maybe some not so highlights in the speeches there. But today is, you know, we will enjoy the Eagles season, this Eagles championship for a long time. But today, I think, with the parade and the speeches, is sort of a closing on the book of this week and this feeling, and an opportunity to just sort of like look back on what the season, where it started and where it finished. Joe, I'll start with you. When you look back on this season, what is the one sort of takeaway that you will take from this particular season?
Well, I would take away that we watched the team change so tremendously in the midst of a season. I mean, if you had told me in September they would look like one of the greatest NFL teams we've ever seen, I would have said that's crazy, right? They were 2-2. Like, just it's a long season and a team can change sometimes. At 2-2, it felt like the whole thing was going backwards, and then they won 15 out of 16 and won the Super Bowl. It was an incredible transformation that I didn't know they were capable of doing in the middle of a season.
Yeah, it does show how long the season is, by the way, because when we think back to you think back to Brazil, you think back to the bye week, even the Rams game during the regular season seems like 100 years ago at this point. Ike, when you're looking back at this season, what is the thing you think that you'll remember most from it?
Well, I just think how this team was able to transform
into a identity that we didn't necessarily project or see before the season started. You know, they realized that the bye week, that things weren't necessarily playing out or going the way they anticipated, or nor did they feel like it was sustainable or conducive to this level of success. And they felt like they needed to change some things. And, you know, those offensive linemen, those leaders, they went in there to talk to Nick Sirianni, Kellen Moore, about ideas and things they felt that they could do to have success, and let's see where that takes us. I saw a young defense get better and better each week, that they were this sort of unmolded clay, that it took a little time for Vic Fangio to mold him into what they eventually turned into, right? I saw a head coach that evolved through the season, came in under difficult circumstances. Some would say the deck stacked against him, unrealistic expectations, reasons to want to move on from him, and he overcame all that stuff to galvanize this football team. And his leadership, I think, took a step in the direction I'm not sure most fans, including myself, knew that was in him to sort of lead this football team. And I saw a player that was cast off from the New York Giants and Saquon Barkley that played motivated and determined, not to prove to the Giants solely, but to prove to himself and a bunch of other naysayers that this is why I was the number two overall pick in the draft. This is why these lofty expectations came with my ability for what I could do on the football field. I saw him realize that. And then I'll say most importantly, because I didn't say this earlier when we were talking about who we were happiest for and winning the championship, and Saquon is the guy that I certainly feel the most joy for, but I'd be remiss if I were to say Jalen Hurts going out and leading this team and changing his game begrudgingly or willingly after 4 weeks, and being a guy that you can rely on as a team player and a leader to lead this team to its second Super Bowl title. Regardless of what it looked like, he was the steward of this. He just was. Saquon's the best player on the football team, but we don't get this done without Jalen being the quarterback and the leader he needed to be for this overall team. It's not easy to play quarterback in this city. There are guys that have played that position that are more talented than Jalen Hurts was as a quarterback. I don't know if they have the mental toughness and the capacity to play in this city and withstand all what comes with playing in this city at that position, the most scrutinized position in this city, and do what he did. Jalen Hurts deserves his flowers, regardless of what you think. We don't get this done without Jalen Hurts as a quarterback here.
215-592-9494. What is your one takeaway from this season? And if you're on your way back from the parade, we'd love to know about your experiences. Jack, what is the...
I had to do it, Fritz.
No, I know. It's good.
It was necessary.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Someone had to say it. And it wasn't going to be me or Spike. I mean, that's the truth.
Well, at least he's honest.
Yeah, I mean, I was...
What's your big takeaway from this season?
What was so fascinating about this team is like how just dominant and tough they were. Like I've seen this, and I've seen the Phillies wilt. We've seen that when they freaking like chase pitches and they look feeble up there, and they're not the aggressor. You see the Sixers. We've seen them wilt. You know, whether it's Ben, whether it's Joel, whether it's James Harden. Like I've seen them fold. But the way this team, and then it was really that. You know, in 17, it was the Panthers game where it felt like, okay, this could be a Super Bowl team. And I think for me this year, it was that Rams-Ravens back-to-back where they go out there and then go down to Baltimore. And the way that they took it to the Ravens in their house and out-physicaled them. And I just haven't seen a Philly team, like, actually be the tougher team.
And we
like to be a tough city. We are a tough city, but I think this team actually backed it up from the offensive line to the whole entire defense. Like they were just a tough, more physical team. And I think that that's why they're going to be remembered around here forever. And, you know, it, maybe it's like the 74-75 Flyers, the Broad Street Bullies. That might be this team. So just
I hope we can go back-to-back.
Maybe.
Oh, I'd love that.
Maybe.
But they're the favorites to do it.
The way that they dominated, the toughness they showed, I've never seen a Philly team do it. And in that moment, to win a Super Bowl so convincingly, doesn't usually happen here.
I think the thing that I'll take away from this season is the importance of culture and resiliency. There were several chances. I mean, you could even say the beginning of this season.
All right, so honestly, that was an hour ago.
Wow.
It was like, what, 40 minutes ago?
You sound great, buddy.
All right, it's the afternoon show. WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Cut this audio.
Ike is still on his way back. Spike and Fritz,
oh my goodness,
are here in the studio. So we were over at the Logan Hotel. Thanks so much. And we were doing this great little bit on how long Mayor Parker's speech was. And we realized we weren't on the radio anymore. Nobody was hearing it.
Yep.
And there was a technical issue. So we ran back here to the studio from the Logan Hotel. And we're going to take you all the way up till 6 o'clock. If you are...
You did. I can tell.
And that was the first running I've done in a year and a half.
I have my new boots on.
Some new hips.
So my feet are hurting.
Oh, yeah. Go Birds.
Yes.
Go Birds.
How about Lakin, too? Lakin running through the entire.
That was
for no
impressive.
Reason.
You know why he was running? Because if he stopped running, we were going to give him crap for it.
Sure.
That's why.
Well, because as you know, leaders eat last. And he didn't want to be
the leader
mocked.
Eating yeah. first.
Yeah. So he had to prove that I think he likes to prove he played high school football, frankly. So we'll get Ike back here eventually.
Oh, yeah. So the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers.
Way to get it in.
Mark's Jewelers, right before four, Mark's Jewelers wants to congratulate the Birds on a world championship. Make her feel like a world champion with a custom diamond engagement ring from Mark's online at marks-jewelers.com. Twitter question, I have no idea because my Twitter is not.
I said who gave the best speech today?
Oh, and who do you think it was?
I thought it was Landon. I thought Landon gave a great speech. I thought he tried to be Kelsey without being totally Kelsey.
Yep.
And I thought he delivered. I was a little surprised. Like I thought BG was going to I thought he was going to say his goodbye.
Or he was going to say he was coming back.
And he kind of was like right in the middle.
Yeah, he didn't say either.
And given that we just ran through the entire city, it's going to take a long time for people to get out of here.
Oh, yeah. Be patient. So if you're in the car right now, this is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike Reese, I'm Spike Eskin. Jack Fritz is there. Ike is on his way back to the studio. We were doing our broadcast, and there was a technical issue. We came back here. So if you are in your car, be patient. If you're walking, be patient. It's crowded out there. And just sit with us. If you had a great time today, we'd love to hear from you. 215-592-9494.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.